蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。近来我们分享到说话的神这个系列的节目已经是第五期了。不知道朋友你对于圣经有没有一些新的观点呢？或者说在这个收听节目的过程当中，你是否有拿起圣经来读一读呢？真的是希望朋友你可以在读圣经的过程当中认识到圣经是神在对我们说话。我觉得这一点是很特别的。因为无论在其他任何形式的学说、哲学的理念，甚至是一些宗教当中，我们都很难找到神主动跟人说话。这是为什么呢？因为爱。因为神有爱，所以他主动的启示人们。因为神有爱呢，所以耶稣基督来到这个世界上，为我们全人类的罪而钉死了。这是一份极其特别的爱，而这份爱呢，是关乎你我的。记得李诺呢，曾经听过一句网络流行语说，我爱你，关你什么事儿？其实有的时候，我觉得我们对神的态度也跟这个有点关系，就是神是爱我们的，他也愿意爱我们，可是有的时候呢，我们却毫无察觉，甚至是我们毫不在意。我们觉得我的生活已经够好了，我的日子已经够舒服了，我不需要神，或者说我觉得我的生活自由自在的，我不需要一个神来指导我或者是来约束我。但是亲爱的朋友，当你的人生面临困境，当你的人生出现疑惑的时候，你可能又在质问着说，神啊，你到底在哪里？这不是自相矛盾吗？所以真的希望在我们还没有面对那些痛苦，或者说在我们还可以好好的花时间来认识神的时候呢，抓紧时间来了解他。圣经就是一个最好的途径，因为圣经是神向我们说话的一本书。也许呢，有一些朋友也读过圣经，但是呢，一时之间好像不能明白其中在讲什么。就像我们在之前的节目当中分享过的，我们需要有信心，我们需要有一颗认同理解的心，我们才能够知道圣经当中神对我们的心意是怎样的。而且呢，最重要的是，圣经是很特别的，可以在我们很多的时候针对我们当下的情况对我们来说话。问题的关键是我们到底是抱着什么样的态度去读圣经的。那我们今天呢，继续来分享说话的神这一个系列的节目，查尔斯呢会继续跟我们探讨到，透过圣经，神到底向我们在传递什么，又或者说我们有什么样的凭据能够知道圣经就是神在对我们说话呢？
Ever thought about how important words are? We couldn't have a very meaningful conversation without words, without language. You wouldn't be listening right now if language didn't exist. Here's Dr. Al Mohler from the documentary The God Who Speaks talking about this.
你有没有想过话语的重要性呢？如果没有话语，没有语言，我们根本无法有意义的沟通。如果这世上没有语言，你现在也不可能听到这个节目。以下是艾尔莫勒博士在纪录片《说话的神》里面谈话的片段。
You know, you think about words and whether or not they're important, and we realize we can't even have a conversation without words. What's really interesting is that we can't even think to ourselves, without words. We can't explain ourselves to ourselves without words.
说到话语这个东西啊，真的是很重要。你知道，如果没有话语，我们甚至无法谈话。最有趣的是，如果没有话语，我们连思考都有问题，我们无法让自己明白想表达什么。
Now that's either an accident of evolutionary biology and development, or it is evidence of the fact that God made us in His image. And so here the Bible tells us that we are God's creatures made in his image. And what distinguishes us from other creatures? Well, at least in part, the use of words.
那么这是生物进化偶然演变之后的产物呢，还是神按照他形象创造了我们的证据呢？圣经告诉我们，我们是神按他自己的形象创造出来的。那么我们人类跟其他生物最大的分别是什么呢？至少有这一点，就是我们能运用话语字句。
Al Mohler is the president of Southern Baptist Seminary, sharing why words are so necessary. I'm Charles Morris, and this is a program we're calling The God Who Speaks.
艾尔·莫勒是南美浸信神学院院长，刚刚跟我们分享了话语的必要性。我是查尔斯，今天的节目叫做《说话的神》。
We can't even explain ourselves to ourselves without words.That's what Al Mohler told us. And he's right. Language is vital to who we are as humans. It sets us apart. And have you ever wondered what language God speaks? It sounds like a question a four-year-old might ask mommy or daddy driving home from church or after reading a Bible story together at night. But it's a profound question. It's profound because of who God is.
艾尔·莫勒院长说，我们甚至无法让自己明白想表达什么。他说的真对，作为人类，我们实在非常需要语言，语言使我们和其他被造物有分别。那么你有没有想过神说哪一种语言呢？这很像那些三四岁小孩从教会回家或刚听完圣经故事之后会问的问题。但这其实是一个很深奥的问题，它涉及到神的本质与性情。
The Psalms tells us over and over that the Lord is high and lifted up. He's beyond our time and space. He is the God over all. That means, for one, he doesn't need us. You know, sometimes we might think that the Lord is really lucky to have us on his team. Sometimes I can think that the Lord needs me because I do this or I do that and I do it for him. But the Lord is high and lifted up. He's over all things. He doesn't need you and me.
诗篇一再地告诉我们，神是至高无上的，他超越时间和空间，他是全地的神。这表示他不需要我们。有时候我们可能会觉得有我们这样的人跟他合作，神可真幸运呢。有时候我可能会以为神很需要我，因为我做这做那都是为他做的。但是神却是至高无上的，他高过一切，他并不需要你和我。
Well, that also means that I can't get to him on my own. He's beyond me and beyond you. We can't climb up into heaven no matter what we try to do. The only way we can come to know the Lord is if he comes down to us.
这样也就是说我没有办法靠我自己去接近神。他远远高于你和我。我们再怎么努力也没法子爬到天上去。我们想要接近神去认识他，有赖于神是不是肯下来接近我们。
If I wanted to visit some high-end business executive, say Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, I can't just take the elevator up to his office, can I? And I can't just call his office and make an appointment. No, he has to call me and make an appointment. And if a human being is that inaccessible, how much more the Lord?
如果我们想拜访某些职位很高的生意人，假设是脸书的总裁马克·扎克伯格好了，我们可以直接搭电梯上去他办公室找他吗？我们可以打电话去他办公室约见他吗？都不行，我得等他打电话来约见我。如果一个人都那么难接近，何况是神呢？
But that's the amazing thing. The Lord has come down to us, the infinite, all-powerful God.Who no one on earth can fully comprehend has come to us and spoken to us. And that's why theologians say that God speaks baby talk.
但是奇妙的事发生了。
神亲自来找我们了。这位永恒无限、大有能力的神，这位人类无法完全理解的神，竟然来过这个世界上，还对我们说话。所以，神学家们说，神说了婴儿的话。
When we want babies to understand, we speak slowly. We overpronounce our words. We come down to their level, and that's how God talks to us. He speaks in human language, Hebrews and Greek, and all the translations of those original manuscripts. The Bible is a human book through and through. We couldn't understand it if that weren't true, right?
当我们想让小婴孩明白我们的话，我们会说得很慢，发音会特别清楚，为的就是迁就他们。神对我们说话就是这样，他用人类的语言对我们说话，先是以希伯来文和希腊文记录的手稿，然后翻译成其他各种语言。圣经确实是人手写出来的书，我们难以否认它的真实性。
That's what Job says. He recounts the glory of the LordAnd his power. Job says in Job 26:14, how small a whisper do we hear of him? Who then can understand the thunder of his power?
正如约伯记26:14，约伯说的，看哪，这不过是神工作的些微，我们听见他的话是何等细微的声音，他大能的雷声谁能明白呢？
Let me hear your words above all other voices, above all the distractions in this world. Let me hear your words above all. Voices above all the distractions in this world. For your words bring
The Lord shows himself in his word. But it's just a small whisper, a human whisper. But why does that matter? Maybe you're thinking that this may seem like a conversation just for theologians. Why should we care? Well, I can think of at least three reasons why this is important for me and also for you.
神通过他的话语来显明他自己，但这只是神工作的些微，是借着人发出的细微声音。这一点跟我们有什么关系呢？可能你认为这些是神学家才关心的话题，我们为什么要理会？但我认为这对于你和我都很重要，原因至少有三个。
First, it reminds us that the Lord is so much larger than we think he is, so much bigger. Sometimes we imagine that the Lord is just like us, only stronger, smarter, better than us. But we must remember that the Lord isn't just stronger than we are, he is all-powerful. He isn't just smarter than we are, as if he does math like we do, needs to remember things like we do.
第一，这提醒我们，神远比我们所想象的还伟大，而且大很多。有时候，我们想象神只比我们大一点，强一点，聪明一点，善良一点。但是，我们必须牢记，神不只是比我们强一点，他是全能的。神也不只是比我们聪明一点，像我们那样，做数学还要背公式。
He knows all things.Because, as Jesus says, he is the truth. When we remember that the Lord is to come down and speak baby talk to us, we remember how much higher he is.
不是的，神知道所有的事，因为耶稣说，他就是真理。若我们记得神来到人间跟我们说话，就像我们跟婴孩说话，我们就会记得神实在比我们大太多了。
And that brings me to the second reason this is important.It shows his love for us. The Lord doesn't have to speak. He could have left us to our own devices, but he spoke his word, and he came to us, and he met us where we are so we could understand him better. He meets us where we are.
第二个原因，神对我们说话，显出他对我们的爱。他不一定需要对我们说话，他大可以让我们自生自灭。但是他却对我们说话，来靠近我们。他来到我们所在的景况中，好让我们可以更了解他。他来到我们所在之处，与我们相遇。
Maybe you're going through a hard time right now. Maybe you're feeling alone. Maybe abandoned. Well, you need to hear that the Lord meets us where we are.In and by his word. He speaks to us in a way that we can hear him and understand him. And we know that first and foremost because of Jesus. Jesus is the word. John chapter 1 telling us that. He's the word. He became a human. He made the Father known to us, not just by speaking the word, but by living and dying for us.
也许你正在面对困难的处境。也许你正感到孤单或是被人抛弃。那么你需要知道神通过他的话语来到我们的景况中与我们相遇。神用的方法是我们能够听见也能够明白的。我们知道这一点。最重要是因为耶稣。约翰福音第一章告诉我们，耶稣就是道，是神的话语。耶稣道成肉身，将父神显明出来。他不只是说话，更活出了神的生命，而且替我们死。
Remember what Paul says, God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's how we can understand who the Lord is. We look at Jesus, and we suffer that no matter what we're going through, the Lord was willing to suffer for us. Isn't that good news?
使徒保罗说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。这就是我们可以明白主是谁的途径。我们看见主耶稣，无论我们受什么苦，主耶稣也愿意为我们承受，这真是好消息，对吗？
And it brings me to the third reason It's important to remember that God speaks baby talk. It's important because it invites us to His Word.
所以，为什么我们要记得神对我们说婴孩的言语呢？还有第三个原因，就是神邀请我们来听他的话。
If Janet, my wife, were to write me a letter filled with all the inside jokes that she and I shared together, it would just make my day to read it, laughing at how well she knows me and how attentive she is to our conversations. But you wouldn't get much joy out of it, I imagine, because you wouldn't really understand it.
如果我妻子珍妮特写信给我，里面都是我跟她才懂的笑话，我可以花一整天反复的读，不停的笑，觉得她真是了解我，真是看重我们之间的谈话。但是你来读这封信的话，恐怕不会觉得多有趣，因为你读不明白。
Well, the Lord has written us a book, the Bible, which is written for you and me to be able to understand it.And to rejoice in it on how well he knows us, how much he values us, and how much he loves us because of his son, Jesus Christ. It invites us to spend time in his word, to rejoice in our Savior. It invites us to hear him speak to us and to talk back to him and with him in prayer. And it's all available to us because of what Jesus has done for us by way of the cross.
所以神写了这本圣经是要让你和我都能明白也能享受的，他要我们知道他有多了解我们，多珍惜我们，而且因着他的独生子耶稣，他有多爱我们。圣经邀请我们花时间领受神的话语，享受与救主的关系。圣经邀请我们聆听神对我们说话，并以祷告来回应他。我们能够这样做，完全是因为耶稣在十字架上所成就的一切。
Let it calm my soul, shape and make me whole, speak the word. I will hide it in my heart, cherish it.I will make it my delight, living by its light. My faith I know will rise in these words so rich and wise. Speak the word.
Speak the word, speak the word, the eternal, infallible word. Let its power rise to dispel all lies. Speak the word, speak the word, speak the word, the eternal, divine, holy word.Let it light my path as each promise stands. Speak the word. I will hide it in my heart, cherish every part. Let it heal.Speak the word, your holy word.
在今天的节目当中，查尔斯跟我们分享的三个我们要记得神对我们说婴孩的话的原因呢，我觉得是很有趣的。其中让我有比较深的感触的就是他讲到神实在是很伟大的。记得曾经有一位基督徒说过，神嘛，就应该是神了的神。这句话听起来好像没什么价值，但其实不就是这样吗？很多时候我们认为宗教的神只是比我们强一点，就像查尔斯说的。但实际上呢，神应该是至高无上，应该是伟大的。用一个不太恰当的比喻，有的时候我们人可以随意地捏起地上的蚂蚁，然后把它放在一个完全陌生的地方。如果蚂蚁有思维的话，它或许根本不知道刚刚发生了什么事情。神对我们来说又是怎么样呢？毕竟我们人跟蚂蚁都是有这个身体的限制的，但是神他并没有这个身体的限制，或者说没有什么能限制得了他，他是全能的、全知的、全在的，他超越时空，超越一切。所以只有我们把神放在一个至高无上的位置上的时候，或许我们才有可能会摆正我们的态度。在中国的封建王朝历史当中呢，皇上的话是至高无上的，皇上所颁布的命令呢叫圣旨，而圣旨一出呢，王朝当中所有的人呢都要遵从。就是说他有一个绝对的权威，当然他的权威呢是由政治体系、王朝体系为他完成的。而神对我们来说又意味着什么呢？我们认识到圣经是神的话，是神对我们说的话。我们有没有重视神对我们说的话呢？当我们读圣经的时候，我们是觉得这是一本故事书，又或者是这是一本包含着一些智慧、一些哲理的书呢？还是说我们觉得这是神正在向我说话呢？我想这是一个本质上的区别。只有当我们的态度摆正了，只有当我们的心灵上面真正的敬畏神了，我们才能够真的从圣经当中领受到神对我们所说的话。欢迎朋友你来信跟李诺分享你收听节目的感想。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。